Hi, I'm Pastor Ken.
And I'm Abigail, and welcome to People Talk.
Everyone has room for improvement when it comes to communication in their lives. Whether it's with a coworker,
or your best friend,
or your partner, good relationships need solid communication.
Because people talk.
We are now on to our final session discussing love languages based on Gary Chapman's book, The Five Love Languages. And there's an important thing that we need to talk about.
When it comes to our love languages, we have to remember that they apply both in the positive and the negative.
And it is especially important to be aware of what people are most sensitive to. If it's someone's love language, you can also hurt them the most with that. And it's something that we need to be really aware of.
That's absolutely true. You have to be careful when you know someone's love language not to use it against them. If they're words of affirmation, not to use words that tear them down. Or maybe physical touch, it would be withholding your touch from them. No matter what the love language is, it's important that we never use it against the people that we care about. This isn't always something that we do intentionally. It can be done in oversight, in not paying attention to the things that that person does need, and causing them to feel neglected because of our lack of attention to it.
So rather than taking your love away from someone, I'd like to encourage you this Christmas season to see how you can give your love to those around you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Pastor Ken.
And I'm Abigail.
I hope you can catch us next week on People Talk.